The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Is the cost of fuel going to decrease anytime soon? Well, not according to my next guest, who claims it could double by the end of the summer. And he joins me now, lecturer in accounting at University College Cork's Business School, Dr. Oliver Brown. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, we're full of hope today because we hear about these rumoured talks now that are likely to extend the ceasefire, if successful, between the United States and Iran. What do you see happening?
I guess that the doubling of the price of fuel is the worst case scenario. I guess going off of what the market thinks and what particularly Bank of America thinks is, you know, we've two scenarios. If the trade deal does go through and talks continue and ceasefire extends, we can see oil come down to about $77-$78 a barrel. If the war continues and we don't see any progress, escalation even by mid-May, then oil continues at the price it's currently at for the end of the year. If it continues beyond mid-May, we start to see those structural supply issues come in and we start to see oil spike. Some analysts think 150, something 200, something 250. The estimate would be somewhere between 150 and 250 just due to the significant disruption of supply that's happened, and that would pass on into a doubling of the overall fuel cost at the pump then.
So is that a key time frame then, looking at where we're at towards the middle of May?
Yeah, structurally, it's the ships that are currently in transit that would be arriving, the ability to replace our stocks, everything kind of coming together and just causing supply chain issues that cannot be resolved in the short to medium term. So it's that would lead to an incredible supply shock beyond what we've experienced at the moment that would cause it to spike.
People have compared this to how we dealt with, or how the international fuel markets dealt with, what happened in Ukraine when Russia invaded. This is different, you say, because of the structural damage that has been done. Explain that to me.
So with the bombings that Iran would have done on its neighbours, it targeted fuel supplies, it targeted oil and it targeted gas. So we're talking about significant damage to infrastructure in the Gulf that could take, you know, some plants might take 6 months to repair, some will take 5 years. And we're not really seeing, like, if you think about the Russia and the Ukraine, Russia supplies about 10% of gas to the world. And, it supplied some oil, but it largely uses its own oil. The Gulf supplies 20% of gas and oil to the world. We're not seeing that priced in the way it was in Russia. So markets are very much now, okay, there's a difference. We have slight oversupply of oil in the market. We have some, most countries have some reserves in place to withstand 90 days because of Nora. So we're seeing that, but that kind of, that passes once we get to mid-May and the shock then starts to hit, where we start to see what kind of happened in Russia, where we weren't prepared. That's the point at which we're at that level of preparedness and that spike happens.
Okay, Dr. Oliver Brown, thank you very much for the benefit of your expertise.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.